Evacuation. April 1975. After many hours, we are finally out of the city and on the road, though still moving very slowly. "Where are we going?" I ask Keem repeatedly, after it seems like we have been traveling forever. "I don't know. We just passed the Po Cheng Tong airport, which means we are on Highway 4. Stop asking me all the time." I burrow under my scarf to hide from the sun and resign myself to sulking. My body sags, and I begin to grow tired. My eyelids struggle to stay open against the glaring sunlight and the dust from the road. The wind whips my hair all about, tickling my face, but I do not smile. I wince as the hot, dry air enters my nostrils. Cave wraps the end of my scarf tightly over my nose and mouth to keep the dust out, and she tells me not to look over the side of the truck. In Cambodia, we have only two seasons, dry and rain. Cambodia's tropical climate is dictated by the monsoons, which bring heavy rain from May to October. Cave says during the rainy season, the country is a green paradise. She says there's so much water that the trees grow very tall and the leaves swell with moisture. They take on a dark metallic green color, looking as if they will burst like a water balloon. Before the monsoons hit in May, we have to endure April, our hottest month, with temperatures often reaching 110 degrees, so hot that even the children stay indoors to avoid the sun. It's this hot now. As we move farther and farther away from the city, the high-rise apartments disappear and thatched roof huts take their place. The buildings in the city are tall and close together, but the huts are low-lying and widely dispersed in the middle of the rice fields. As our truck moves slowly in the crowd of people, the wide paved boulevard gives way to windy, dusty roads that are no more than wagon trails. Tall elephant grass and prickly brown brush have replaced Phnom Penh's blooming flowers and tall trees. A queasy feeling grips me as I watch the villages pass by. As far as the eye can see, there are people marching in the road while huts stand empty and rice fields are left unattended. I fall asleep and dream that I am still at home, still playing hopscotch with my friends. When I wake, we are parked near an empty hut to rest for the night. We are in a world very different from Phnom Penh, yet we have traveled only 10 miles or so. The sun has gone down, relieving us of its burning rays,